Daily Inspiration Time. God bless you for calling. Today I'd like to look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the peace of God shall be with you. This is an interesting passage, because it really leaves no open doors for the man or the woman to sin. God gives you the safety net, the guardrail, the protection for your mind, for your mouth, for your life, so that you can live a life that is not sinning, a life that is holy, a life that is centered on God, where Jesus is Lord. You see, Jesus wants us completely. As the Bible says, God is a jealous God, and he wants us 100%. He wants us to willingly yield to him, to be his servant. People don't like the word slave, but that's what the word servant in the Bible often means. To be owned by Jesus. And really, if you're not owned by Jesus and submitted to his lordship and him being the good shepherd and the master, then you're really never going anywhere with God. You're lost. You're going to fail. So, he puts this as a conclusion, and he gives it high marks. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. Oh, the Bible says the truth. The truth makes us free. It's truth. Thy word is truth. And living a life that is honest and true, not a liar, not a hypocrite, not a pretender. There's so few people that will just be who they really are. They want to be somebody else. They're pretenders. They read false things, goofy things, imaginary things. Their mind is set on things that aren't true. Their whole life is a lie. God wants us to be founded in the truth. Then he says, honest. They go together, but yet they have different operations. Honesty, what a beautiful thing when people are honest with themselves and others, and especially with God. Then he says, just. Oh, that we would be fair and consistent, that we wouldn't act one way here and another way there, that we would do our business consistent. Oh, help us to have biblical justice in us. And then he says, pure. We know in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus told us the pure in heart are going to see God. Is my heart pure? Is your heart pure? What is mixed in our hearts that makes it impure? Let's get rid of everything that is not for the truth, of the truth, honest and good. Jesus-centered, Bible-centered. Purity, pure in heart. Then he says, lovely. You know, that's just must be the lace on purity. It must be the picture frame on purity when it's lovely. Oh, that things would be lovely. And then he says, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, there's what your mind thinks on. Think on these things. So this seems to be, as we conclude, where he says, think on these things. The verse before this said to the peace of God will pass understanding and keep our hearts and minds. So to keep our mind stayed on thee, the Bible says he'll keep us in perfect peace if our mind is stayed on thee. So our mind is pure and lovely. Our mind is set on Christ. Our mind battles are won. We can bring the thoughts into captivity. We can keep our mind stayed on him. We can go a minute without thinking evil or sinning in our thought. So if we can go a minute not sinning in thought, then we could go a minute not sinning in deed. And we could sin less and less and less. Maybe we'll never be sinless, but we'll be sinning less and less and less. But Jesus said, through the inspiration of John in 1 John, he says, I've written these things unto you that ye sin not. Paul said, awake to righteousness and sin not. Jesus said, go and sin no more. So here we have it, the answer. The battle is in the mind. Your battles are won in your mind. So meditate on Philippians 4:8 and keep your eyes and your life centered on Jesus.